Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, wrapping up the holiday season with our pets, winter holiday safety tips, New Year's resolutions, and what pancreatitis really means when your dog or cat eats something he's not supposed to. We'll start with the portion of the program I like to call Don't Eat That, when Hanukkah, Christmas, and Kwanzaa overlap and run right into New Year's. That's a whole lot of celebrating, and our pets are often right in the middle of it. The American Veterinary Medical Association, or AVMA, has these winter holiday pet safety tips. December abounds with holiday celebrations, and nothing can spoil good cheer like an emergency trip to the veterinary clinic. These tips can help keep your winter holiday season from becoming not so happy for your pet and for you. Plan in advance. Make sure you know how to get to your 24/7 emergency veterinary clinic before there's an emergency. Talk with your veterinarian in advance to find out where you would need to take your pet and plan your travel route so you're not trying to find your way when stressed. Always keep these numbers posted in an easy-to-find location in case of emergencies. Your veterinarian's clinic phone number, the 24/7 emergency veterinary clinic near you, and the ASPCA Poison Control Center hotline. And the number is 1-888-426-4435. And a fee does apply. So, food. Keep people food away from pets. If you want to share holiday treats with your pets, make or buy treats formulated just for them. The following people foods are especially hazardous for pets. Chocolate is an essential part of the holidays for many people, but it is toxic to dogs and cats. Although the toxicity can vary based on the type of chocolate, the size of your pet, and the amount they ate, it's safer to consider all chocolate off limits for pets. Other sweets and baked goods also should be kept out of reach. Not only are they often too rich for pets, an artificial sweetener often found in baked goods, candy, and chewing gum, xylitol, has been linked to liver failure and death in dogs. Turkey and turkey skin, sometimes even in small amounts, can cause a life-threatening condition in pets known as pancreatitis, which we will talk about later. Table scraps, including gravy and meat fat, also should be kept away from pets. Many foods that are healthy for people are poisonous to pets, including onions, raisins, and grapes. During the holidays, when our own diets tend toward extra-rich foods, table scraps can be especially fattening and hard for animals to digest and can cause pancreatitis. Yeast dough can cause problems for pets, including painful gas and potentially dangerous bloating. Quick action can save lives. If you believe your pet has been poisoned or eaten something it shouldn't have, call your veterinarian or local veterinary emergency clinic immediately. You may also want to call the ASPCA Poison Control Hotline. Again, the number is 1-888-426-4435. Signs of pet distress include sudden changes in behavior, depression, pain, vomiting, or diarrhea. Decorating. Greenery, lights, and Christmas trees can make the holidays festive, but they also pose risky temptations for our pets. Christmas trees can tip over if pets climb on them or try to play with the lights and ornaments. Consider tying your tree to the ceiling or a door frame using fishing line to secure it. Water additives for Christmas trees can be hazardous to your pets. Do not add aspirin, sugar, or anything to the water for your tree if you have pets in the house. Ornaments can cause hazards for pets. Broken ornaments can cause injuries, and ingested ornaments can cause intestinal blockage or even toxicity. Keep any homemade ornaments, particularly those made from salt dough or other food-based materials, out of reach of pets. And keep an eye on the dreidels when they're not in use. Tinsel and other holiday decorations also can be tempting for pets to eat. Consuming them can cause intestinal blockages, sometimes requiring surgery. Breakable ornaments or decorations can cause injuries. Electric lights can cause burns when a curious pet chews the cords. Flowers and festive plants can result in an emergency veterinary visit if your pet gets a hold of them. Amaryllis, mistletoe, balsam, pine, cedar, and holly are among the common holiday plants that can be dangerous and even poisonous to pets who decide to eat them. Poinsettias can be troublesome as well. The ASPCA offers lists of plants that are toxic to dogs and cats, and you can find these lists on their website at aspca.org. Candles are attractive to pets as well as people. Never leave a pet alone in an area with a lit candle. It could result in a fire. Potpourris should be kept out of reach of inquisitive pets. Liquid potpourris pose risks because they contain essential oils and cationic detergents that can severely damage your pet's mouth, eyes, and skin. Solid potpourris could cause problems if eaten. Hosting parties and visitors. Visitors can upset pets, as can the noise and excitement of holiday parties. Even pets that aren't normally shy may become nervous in the hubbub that can accompany a holiday gathering. The following tips will reduce emotional stress on your pet and protect your guests from possible injury. All pets should have access to a comfortable, quiet place inside if they want to retreat. Make sure your pet has a room or crate somewhere away from the commotion where your guests won't follow, that it can go to anytime it wants to get away. Inform your guests ahead of time that you have pets or if other guests may be bringing pets to your house. Guests with allergies or compromised immune systems due to pregnancy, disease, or medications or treatments that suppress the immune system, they need to be aware of the pets, especially exotic pets, in your home so they can take any needed precautions to protect themselves. Guests with pets. If guests ask to bring their own pets and you don't know how the pet will get along with yours, you should either politely decline their request or plan to spend some time acclimating the pets to each other, supervising their interactions, monitoring for signs of a problem, and taking action to avoid injuries to pets or people. Pets that are nervous around visitors should be put in another room or a crate with a favorite toy. If your pet is particularly upset by house guests, talk to your veterinarian about possible solutions to this common problem. Exotic pets make some people uncomfortable and may themselves be more easily stressed by gatherings. Keep exotic pets safely away from the hubbub of the holidays. Watch the exits. Even if your pets are comfortable around guests, make sure you watch them closely, especially when people are entering or leaving your home. While you're welcoming hungry guests and collecting coats, a four-legged family member may make a break for it out the door and become lost. Identification tags and microchips reunite families. Make sure your pet has proper identification with your current contact information, particularly a microchip with up-to-date registered information. That way, if they do sneak out, they're more likely to be returned to you. If your pet isn't already microchipped, talk to your veterinarian about the benefits of this simple procedure. Clear the food from your table, counters, and serving areas when you are done using them, and make sure the trash gets put where your pet can't reach it. A turkey or chicken carcass or other large quantities of meat sitting out on the carving table or left in a trash container that is easily opened could be deadly to your family pet. Dispose of carcasses and bones and anything used to wrap or tie the meat, such as strings, bags, and packaging, in a covered, tightly secured trash bag placed in a closed trash container outdoors or behind a closed locked door. Trash also should be cleared away where pets can't reach it, especially sparkly ribbon and other packaging or decorative items that could be tempting for your pet to play with or consume. When you leave the house, unplug decorations while you're not around. Cats, dogs, and other pets are often tempted to chew electric cords. Take out the trash to make sure your pets can't get into it, especially if it contains any food or food scraps. holiday travel. Whether you take your pets with you or leave them behind, take these precautions to safeguard them when you're traveling. Interstate and international travel regulations require any pet you bring with you to have a health certificate from your veterinarian, even if you are traveling by car. Learn the requirements for any states you will visit or pass through and schedule an appointment with your veterinarian to get the needed certificate within the time frames required by those states. Even Santa's reindeer need to get health certificates for their annual flight around the world. Pets in vehicles should always be safely restrained and should never be left alone in the car in any weather. Proper restraint means using a secure harness or a carrier placed in a location clear of airbags. Never transport your pet in the bed of a truck. If you're traveling by air and considering bringing your pet with you, talk with your veterinarian first. Air travel can put some pets at risk, especially short-nosed dogs. Your veterinarian is the best person to advise you regarding your own pet's ability to travel. Pack for your pet as well as yourself if you're going to travel together. In addition to your pet's food and medications, this includes bringing copies of their medical records, information to help identify your pet if it becomes lost, first aid supplies, and other items. Refer to your traveling with your pet FAQs for a more complete list, and you can find that on the ASPCA.org website. Boarding your dog while you travel? Talk with your veterinarian to find out how best to protect your pet from canine flu and other contagious diseases, and to make sure your pet is up to date on vaccines. Now, as I mentioned, pancreatitis is often mentioned as an illness caused when our pets ingest something they shouldn't. But what is it anyway? The board-certified veterinary experts at vetspecialist.com explain in this article, pancreatitis in dogs and cats. Does your dog or cat have a painful abdomen? Speak to your veterinarian about the possibility of pancreatitis. What is pancreatitis? Pancreatitis is an inflammation of the pancreas, which is a vital gland in the abdomen near the stomach, liver, and intestines. When a dog or cat is suffering from pancreatitis, an animal owner may notice a loss of appetite, pain after eating, vomiting, and diarrhea. A dog may stand in a prayer position by stretching the body out to decrease pressure on the abdomen and may have a yellow tint to the gums, whites of the eyes, or skin, which is jaundice. Cats with pancreatitis show a more subtle set of signs, such as a stop in eating and an increase in hiding. Jaundice can occur also in cats. If your animal shows signs of pancreatitis, it is critical that a veterinarian assesses your animal quickly, says Courtney North, VMD, diplomat ACVIM. The inflammation of the pancreas can have severe consequences, even life-threatening, both short-term and long-term. This is because the pancreas makes insulin, which controls blood sugar levels and makes enzymes that help your animal digest food properly so that nutrients can be absorbed, says North, a board-certified veterinary specialist in internal medicine. Your veterinarian may describe two main types of pancreatitis, though there is often overlap between the two forms. Acute pancreatitis. This form may allow the pancreas to heal completely. And chronic pancreatitis. While your pet still has the potential to feel good and have a good quality of life, this form may cause long-lasting or permanent damage. Pancreatitis can be extremely dangerous, even terminal, so it is critical to seek out care when you notice potential signs. What may cause pancreatitis? Causes of pancreatitis include genetics. Some breeds are much more likely to develop pancreatitis than others, including miniature schnauzers, English Cocker Spaniels, Cavalier King Charles Spaniels, Collies, and Boxers. Siamese cats are more likely to develop pancreatitis than other cat breeds. However, any breed can develop pancreatitis. Diet. Eating something too fatty or even eating something that may not be unhealthy but is different from your pet's normal diet can lead to pancreatitis. Trauma, for example, being hit by a car can cause pancreatitis. Medications. Some drugs such as organophosphates in older generation garden products, azathioprine, potassium bromide, asparaginase, cisplatin, and thiazide diuretics have been linked to pancreatitis. It is not possible to predict which animals will develop pancreatitis on these medications. Infections, bacterial abscesses in the pancreas are much less common in cats and dogs than in people. Other infections such as fungal disease, toxoplasmosis, flukes, babesia, and viruses have caused pancreatitis, but these causes are often very specific to certain parts of the world. Disease. Certain hormonal diseases such as hypothyroidism have been linked to pancreatitis, but the link isn't always well understood. In addition, cancer of the pancreas can cause pancreatitis. Cats have a slightly different anatomy than dogs and commonly have pancreatitis associated with liver, gallbladder infections, and/or inflammatory bowel disease, sometimes referred to as triaditis. Tests. In addition to asking for the owner's observations of signs, a veterinarian will likely require the following tests toward a diagnosis. Basic and specific blood work, including the PLI, or pancreatic lipase immunoreactivity, radiographs, or x-rays, abdominal ultrasound, and surgical biopsies. A combination of the above tests may be required to determine a diagnosis of pancreatitis or another disease that can cause similar clinical signs but may require different treatments. The objective of treatment is to keep the dog or cat hydrated while treating nausea, vomiting, and pain. The veterinarian will also discuss prevention of another bout of pancreatitis, which may include lifelong changes, including diet, supplements, or medications. What to expect after treatment. Some cases of pancreatitis will heal completely, while others may show damage that accumulates over time, particularly if your pet has had multiple episodes of pancreatitis or particularly severe pancreatitis has developed. In exceptionally severe cases, long-term diseases such as irreversible kidney disease, diabetes mellitus, or pancreatic insufficiency may develop and may require lifelong treatment. Even with excellent treatment, severe cases of pancreatitis can result in death. Your veterinarian's goals are to help you and your pet do well during a flare-up of pancreatitis and also to help prevent or minimize future occurrences. If you have concerns about your dog or cat and you need to locate a board-certified internal medicine veterinarian, you can use the vetspecialist.com search tool that you can find on the website's homepage at vetspecialist.com to search for a veterinary specialist. Then contact the hospital of your choice to discuss your pet's symptoms and to review whether there is a need for a referral from your primary care veterinarian. If you have any questions regarding your pet's health, you should always check with your veterinarian first. So now we know what pancreatitis is and why we are cautioned to help our pets avoid ingesting those things that might cause it. Here are some of the ASPCA's tips for celebrating safely, ringing in the new year with your pets. While Yuletide treats, gifts, and holiday bouquets are probably making their way out of your home, the season isn't over just yet. There's still one more holiday we are counting down the days to. So before you break out the noisemakers and champagne, the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center, or APCC, wants to help you prepare for a fun and safe New Year's Eve with your pets with these safety tips. Keep an eye on the alcohol and other substances. New Year's Eve is a unique holiday, and it's one time of year when a large number of pets get into alcohol. Alcohol ingestion in pets can lead to depression, unsteady walking, vomiting, and in severe cases, a serious drop in blood pressure and body temperature. Just one mixed drink can be fatal for a small dog. What's more, pets, dogs in particular, love to sniff out seasonal chocolates that may be filled with alcohol. So be sure to keep any and all alcoholic substances safely out of paw's reach. In addition, the APCC has received an increasing number of calls about pets ingesting marijuana as it becomes legalized in more and more states. Marijuana in edible form, such as in chocolates or brownies, is also becoming more popular, meaning that the drug can be found by a curious pup seeking off-limit treats. Marijuana can cause your pet to become unsteady, sleepy, and sensitive to touch, and can cause a decrease in their heart rate and body temperature. In rare cases, seizures and death may be possible. If you suspect your pet may have ingested marijuana, make sure to contact a veterinarian or the APCC right away, and always be sure to keep any marijuana or marijuana-related products up and away from your pets. Be wary of fireworks. While the 4th of July is the biggest holiday for fireworks, the APCC does receive a large number of calls about these potentially frightening noisemakers on New Year's Eve. Not only will you want to ensure that your pet has a safe, comfortable place to find sanctuary away from the booming sounds of fireworks, you should also remember that dogs will eat anything, even if it does not seem like it would taste good. Be sure to monitor poppers, noisemakers, and explosives before, during, and after displays. And always keep a close eye on your pet to prevent any potential problems. Don't be taken by surprise. You may be planning a night out with family and friends to celebrate the oncoming New Year, which means that your pet might be home alone with loud, confusing noises coming from outside. Before you go out, do a quick double check around the house to make sure that all exits are secured, and do what you can to make your pet feel comfortable and safe in your home. As always, remove anything harmful, plants, foods, medications, etc., that your pet could get into should they decide they need to chew on something. Also, if you plan on having guests over, keep in mind that new visitors can unknowingly bring with them dangerous substances and plan accordingly. You can find the complete article on the ASPCA's website at aspca.org. Well, it's that time of the year for, yes, New Year's resolutions. PetMD says include your pet in your New Year's resolutions. They have 9 New Year's resolutions for your pet. Let's see how many we can get through. For your pet and you, written by Monica Weymouth and reviewed by Dr. Katie Gerzib, DVM. As the new year begins, many of us take the opportunity to set goals for the months ahead. Perhaps you want to eat better, exercise more, or lose a couple of those holiday pounds. This year, consider your pets when making New Year's resolutions. Just like us, they could benefit from improvements to their wellness routines, but they can't make resolutions on their own. Here are some New Year's resolution ideas from experts that will help promote a happier, healthier year for your four-legged friends. Perform a diet audit. The new year is the perfect time to evaluate what, when, and how much your pet is eating. Many owners eyeball their pet's daily intake and pour that into a bowl, usually resulting in overfeeding and weight gain, says Dr. Jessica Vogelsang, a California-based veterinarian. Instead, use a measuring cup to ensure that your pet is receiving the proper amount of food at every meal, says Dr. Vogelsang. The food bag can provide general guidance, but your veterinarian can advise you on the appropriate portion for your pet. This is also a good time to ensure that your pet is eating the proper diet for their age and nutritional requirements. Choosing a diet specifically tailored to your pet's life stage is a great way to keep them in optimal health, says Dr. Vogelsang. Try a puzzle feeder. Even small changes can improve your pet's day-to-day life. To easily engage your dog or cat, spice up mealtime with a puzzle feeder, says Jessica Gore, a certified professional trainer in Los Angeles. Get serious about your pet's weight loss. If you've been noticing your dog or cat seems extra fluffy lately, take this opportunity to face the scale and make a weight loss plan. The rise in pet obesity can primarily be attributed to feeding habits, including overfeeding, high-calorie treats, and table snacks, says Dr. Joyce Logan, a veterinarian at Zoetis. Obesity has detrimental effects on overall health and lifespan of pets, including osteoarthritis, diabetes, and dermatological problems affecting skin, hair, and coat. Add an extra walk to your dog's potty schedule. If you're resolving to get in shape this year, add more walks to your exercise regimen. They're great for your health and offer numerous benefits for your dog. Excuse me. Get creative with exercise. Walks are great, but it can also be fun to engage your pup in other forms of dynamic exercise, such as agility training. If your dog loves training and agility, take a few extra classes or try competition for the first time, says Dr. Sarah Ochoa, a veterinarian in Texas and consultant for Dog Lab. It's a great way to spend time with your dogs and help them be healthier and happier. Play regularly. Everyone knows that most dogs enjoy a good time of fetch, but few pet parents understand how important play is for our cats. Interactive play is a great way to bond with cats, give them good physical exercise, and reduce many behavioral problems, says Jessica Char, a California-based feline behavior consultant. Regular daily play sessions decrease demanding behavior, build confidence in shyer cats, and promote positive feelings between cats in multi-cat homes. Take care of those chompers. To start your year off right, one of the best things you can do for your pet is to establish an at-home dental care routine. Both dogs and cats benefit from teeth brushing, says Dr. Ochoa. Start by brushing your pet's teeth a few nights a week. And additionally, it's important to have your veterinarian evaluate your pet's teeth. A professional cleaning or more advanced dental work might be needed. And schedule a wellness appointment if your pet appears to be healthy. It may be tempting to skip that annual veterinary appointment, but regular wellness appointments are crucial for ensuring that your pet enjoys many happy and healthy years. And finally, create an emergency plan. Hopefully the year ahead is calm and peaceful, but emergencies happen and it's important to have a plan in place in the event of an evacuation or a natural disaster. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thanks for listening. Please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.